Hello, it's Britt and Kelsey here, and today we are going to share with you the top five branding mistakes that could be costing your photography business money. So, your brand involves the entire experience that your clients have when working with your photography business. And as a photographer, you always want to make sure that your business looks and feels its best for your clients. So, today we're going to share with you the top five mistakes you could be making within your brand. And if you're making these mistakes, they're probably costing you money.
All right, so the first mistake is not having a photography specialty. Are you advertising tons of different types of photography? If it's over three specialties, it's too much, and you won't likely be able to market directly to dream sessions that you love. So think about it. When you get an inquiry on your website, which ones do you get that make you feel so freaking excited? Consider niching down to that so you can become the go-to photographer for that specific specialty.
Mistake number two that you could be making in your photography business is not knowing the problems or the pain points that your dream clients are having. So, defining a dream client doesn't just mean that you know that they drink Starbucks. It means that you're getting into their mindset and you're really figuring out their problems. So, being able to communicate those problems and letting them know that you're going to solve them. So, how can your photography services help solve your client's problems? If you're not making that clear on your website, that's a problem within your brand.
All right, mistake number three, your aesthetics of your brand not matching the quality of your work. So, do you have marketing materials that you'd like to have created, but you're just not feeling like you have the branding aesthetics that fit how your portfolio has progressed? This can cost you time and money every single time that you're not able to promote your business in the ways that you intend to.
All right, the fourth branding mistake that you could be making is not knowing and communicating your differentiators. And differentiators are pretty much what they sound like, things that make you different and set you apart from the competition. So if you're not sure how your photography business stands out from your competition, you might want to take a step back and start thinking about that. So without figuring out these differentiators and effectively communicating them to your audience, clients won't understand why they should choose you over other photographers.
And finally, the fifth mistake that may be costing your photography business money is not defining a vision for your photography business. Don't let yourself get stuck in the day-to-day of being a business owner without defined goals. Try to envision what you'd love your business to look like in a few years. What do you need to do to get there? Without a vision, you're likely to get stuck and frustrated. So we're going to challenge you guys today to take a step back. Get out of the day-to-day of your photography business and picture what your photography business would be like ideally in the next couple years. Then what you can do is write down what that looks like and various steps that you can take to get there.
All right, so there you have it. These are the five mistakes that could be costing your photography business money. If you're looking for some help with any or all of these, just come join us and about over 700 other photographers in our Facebook group. Just search WTF is Branding on Facebook and you should find us.